This morning, we remember Funnyside, a long-shot horse that shocked the thoroughbred racing world 20 years ago by winning the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Funnyside died this week at the age of 23. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
This story begins in 1995 when John Constance and a group of buddies from a tiny town in northern New York called Sackett's Harbor got bored and decided to take up a new hobby.
We were just sitting around having a couple of cocktails, as we're often doing, and the idea came up to buy a horse, and from that day forward, our life has changed.
Constance is the former mayor of Sackett's Harbor, which sits right on the U.S.-Canada border. One of the horses they bought was Funnyside. He was small stature, chestnut-colored, and feisty. But no New York-bred horse had ever won the Kentucky Derby. That year, all eyes were on a bigger, more pedigreed thoroughbred called Empire Maker.
Well, I think it's safe to say that this is one of the most regally bred horses in the world. At what
the Kentucky Derby odds against Funnyside were 12-1, the definition of a long shot. But when the gates opened, he found his place near the front, running strong.
They're approaching the top of the stretch. Funnyside to the neck of Peace Roll. Empire Maker charging hard.
Harold Crink, one of Funnyside's co-owners, ran a construction company in Sackett's Harbor. I interviewed him and John Constance in 2007.
I can still see the horse running down the stretch, but it's like tunnel vision. Everything seemed cloudy around it, like everything was going in slow motion. I could not believe what I was, my eyes. That's our horse out in front.
And the Dixie Galley Funnyside has won the 129th Kentucky Derby!
It was a life-changing moment for the guys from upstate New York and for jockey Jose Santos.
You know, I came all the way from Chile chasing a dream, and I got the dream, you know, the American dream to win the Kentucky Derby once, and I did it with Funnyside.
At this point, it all seemed a bit of a fluke, a feel-good story about a blue-collar horse owned by a bunch of small-town guys who maybe just got lucky. Then, 2 weeks later, at the Preakness, Funnyside did it again.
They're in the final furlong now. Funnyside and Jose Santos turning the Preakness into a runaway. A huge effort here. It is Funnyside, and he's heading home.
It was a blowout. A few weeks later, Funnyside wasn't able to capture the Triple Crown. Empire Maker came back and won the Belmont Stakes that year. But it was an epic run. By the time Funnyside retired in 2007, he'd won more than $3.5 million for his owners.
Funnyside just loved to run. He loved to get out there and he loved to show the rest of them. He might have been small, but he was powerful.
Constance, the former mayor of Sackett's Harbor, says many of the co-owners of Funnyside who experienced that year together still live in the village.
Since we got involved with the horse, it was Party City. I mean, we seldom go a week without going to somebody's house. We're all very close. And by the way, I live on Funnyside Drive now.
Sackett's Harbor named a street after their famous horse. Funnyside spent the last 15 years of his life in comfort at a horse farm in Kentucky. Brian Mann, NPR News in Northern New York.